All right, good to go. Thanks. I want to thank everybody from CIB for inviting me to speak today on what we all know is a very important issue. Since I took the oath of office over a year ago, I've been working with members of this group, the CIB, legislators, business and community leaders, to develop a solution to the fiscal problems facing the Capital Improvement Board. I believe the Capital Improvement Board is a vital part of our city. Its role in funding facilities, special events, and projects throughout Indianapolis is critical to the economic vitality of downtown and therefore to our neighborhoods in the entire region. In the last few months, when I go to my mayor's night outs, my neighborhood meetings, I talk to business groups, the question is often asked, what are you going to do about the CIB? And the answer is always the same. It's not about the CIB. It's about downtown Indianapolis and the convention business, which serves as the economic engine for the county and the region. It's about 66,000 jobs and $3.5 billion in annual revenue generated by the hospitality industry. It's about the employees and their families who depend on their jobs in the restaurant, hotel, and retail businesses that comprise the downtown economy. Don Welsh of the ICVA is correct. Our convention and tourism industry is on the cusp of tremendous growth. And with the convention center expansion, we will be able to bid for bigger, more lucrative business, but only if we can solve this issue. Downtown Indianapolis is not the economic engine of our region and state solely because of the residents of Marin County. It looks the way it does in large part because of the people who visit from out of town. Downtown's walkability, connectivity, convenience, and vibrancy are a result of our ability to draw people from out of the region and out of the state. In part because of the success of this hospitality industry, Marion County contributes $975 million to the state, and this represents 18% of the state's total sales tax revenues. I am not alone in recognizing the critical role in Marion County in which it plays in the regional and state economies. Over the last several months, we've worked very closely with state and city leaders to develop solutions to fund this vital entity. I especially want to thank Senators Luke Kenley and Jim Merritt and Representative Bill Crawford for their input and their dedication to fashioning a solution. We benefited from continuing discussions with them and their brethren in the General Assembly. Let me also acknowledge the members of the City County Council, including President Bob Cockrum and Minority Leader Joanne Sanders, for their contribution and their recognition of the importance of the downtown economy to our neighborhoods and the thousands of constituents who prosper because of it. Finally, let me say in very strong terms how pleased I am with the superb work of the members of the CIB and its staff. They have initiated a new era of transparency and have dedicated countless hours to detailing the dilemma we currently face. Now, the financial problems related to the Capital Improvement Board did not happen overnight, and assigning blame for our current situation is not important. What is important is enacting a solution. I've stated the value of a long-term solution, but we also must remain flexible to factor in several variables over the next few years. For this reason, I ask that the General Assembly and the City County Council consider sunsetting any proposed taxes. And although my administration began working on this in January of last year, our efforts have intensified over the past several months. I believed that the best path to a solution was one that engaged all groups in dialogue while not grandstanding or closing the doors on a possible option. Now, as this process has developed, we now have an idea of the state's proposals to participate regarding potential solution to the CIB's financial difficulties. These factors must be taken into account as we effect a solution that preserves the industry we seek to support, while recognizing the parameters that I've always laid out, that the solution must involve the users of these facilities and those who most directly benefit from them. There are several components to the proposal making their way through the State House, and it appears, with great regret, that local tax dollars will be needed as part of that solution. I want to address some of those components today and underscore my preference that the best solution is one that minimizes the burden on all Marion County taxpayers. We have already proposed cuts totaling $8 million from the operating budget of the CIB. I join Senator Kinley and several legislative leaders in asking the Indianapolis Colts and the Indiana Pacers to each contribute $5 million. Increasing the ticket tax on all events at facilities the CIB operates from 6 to 10%, resulting in an estimated $6 million. A 1% increase in the Marion County hotel tax, which represents an estimated $4 million. When you consider total hotel costs, a 1% increase still keeps us very competitive with similarly sized cities. A 2% increase in the Marion County car rental tax, which results in an estimated $2 million. The local alcohol tax, and to capture 100% of the revenue generated by the county consumption. This represents an estimated $10 to $12 million and provides us with a more equitable share of the revenues we generate. We are seeking an expansion of the PSDA to include the areas adjacent to the JW Marriott and expand the scope of the tax to include sales and income, which will result in an estimated $8.8 million. This plan is true to my pledge that the burden for solving this problem should fall mainly on those who use and profit from these facilities. That's why we work diligently to craft a solution that does not involve broad-based taxes like food and beverage, income, or property taxes. I'm committed to continue working with state and city legislative leaders to enact a solution that will bolster our important economic engine that provides 66,000 jobs and revenues that are critical to the county, regional, and state economies. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions. I've talked to both parties, yes. I don't want to characterize those personal discussions, but both have been cordial. Some have been more detailed than others, but sure, I've talked to both entities actually. There's some pushback as you can probably imagine, but I think we can craft a solution. Well, I think it's part of the negotiating process. Well, when people ask me the question about what is this all about, I mean this sincerely, this has always been about downtown and the convention business to me. That's always what it's always been about. And so we've been talking a lot with the ICBA, we've been talking with a lot of other partners, we've been talking with a lot of people as to what would be have the least impact as far as maintaining an increasing revenue source for the city. And I think that will continue. It's painful, but at the same time, we think the increase that we proposed so far on this one, we think we can handle. So that's it's just one of those things that has to be done. Okay. I didn't add all those up. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of 46 to 48, I believe. No, it's well, and because there's a number of variables coming forward, to be honest with you, Norm. First of all, we don't know the entire revenue generation of Lucas Oil Stadium and the expansion of the Convention Center and the JW Marriott. We just don't know that. So that would, if that is tremendously enhanced, then we don't need as much taxes. And I always want to give back taxes. I've already given back $6 million in COVID increase, as most people know. Additionally, we have the NBA's collective bargaining agreement is coming forth in a couple years also, and we don't know what's going to happen over that with the revenue sharing. So those are the sorts of variables that we may want to look at.
Sunsets have to have a specific time. What time frame do you have?
I'll leave that to the wisdom of others right now, but I'm certainly in the near term, I'll put it that way, not long term. I'm hoping that the revenue generation out of the facilities will increase that dramatically. It's Well, you know, part of the difficulty of what we have to do here, and, you know, the reason I'm coming out today, essentially, is we had to get a feel for what the State House was going to be able to do, and we had to get a feel for what another legislative body, the City County Council, was willing to do. So we have two legislative bodies we have to go through. So that's an issue. We had to craft our response, essentially, when we have a feel for that. And I'm not sure, you know, it's easy for everybody to say no to everything, but at the end of the day, this is about the downtown and convention business. That's what this is about to me. So I'd say the response of the State House has been something has to get done, but those who are out there proposing things are getting shot down, but that's okay. That's all right. And I certainly commend Senator Kinley and Representative Crawford for stepping out and using their proposals. And now we have our proposal out there also because we wanted to get a feel for what was available at the state and through the City County Council. But I think there is a sense that something has to get done.
Mr. Mayor, you dropped the food and beverage tax, it looks like, and added the car rental. Why drop out the food and beverage and add the...
It's more of a general tax that would be relevant to Marion County taxpayers as opposed to the car rental tax.
The alcohol tax, you say it's going to only be in Marion County, or your proposal is only to be in Marion County.
Well, it would be in Marion County. I'm not, that's a realization that maybe at the State House that statewide tax may not fly.
Well, how much does it go up? Because when they double it, Marion County's share is $8 million, but yours is 10 to 12.
Right, so.
So you're talking about...
This would be based on consumption as opposed to the distribution tax, which is a different figure.
So we drink more here?
Something like that. Well, we'll have to address that when it comes. I would contend that both legislative bodies are going to be calling hard for team participation. I think that's a given.
Have you been doing that?
Oh, I've talked to both parties, absolutely.
What's your conversation then?
Well, I think I don't want to necessarily get in details about that, but they've been more than cordial. I mean, they've been nice, but I think there's a realization at the end of the day something has to happen.
People on the edges of the county, say restaurants on the south side of 96th Street, screamed when they had 1% on the food and beverage tax than people on the north side of the street.
Right.
If you've got a double alcohol tax on one side of the street and not on the other, isn't there going to be bloody murder?
I don't necessarily think so. I think at the level of, you know, when Senator Kinley put that, it's another penny or two for a 12-ounce beer. It doesn't seem like a lot of money. So we're hoping that we can craft something like that.
Mr. Mayor, in exchange for the city and CIB assuming more of the operational costs of Conseco Fieldhouse, will the CIB city get more other revenue, say, from other events at Conseco, since the Colts don't have the $15 million operational costs anymore?
Again, that's actually one of those variables also, because the renegotiation is going to happen this year, right, September, is that correct? So that's one of those variables also we want to be looking at. I can't say. I can't say right now. I know. It depends what they offered. It would depend on what they offered. Right now, we're not looking at regional. Are you talking about regionalizing? Yeah, we're not looking at that right now. Well, that would be up to the State House, and depending on what. You know, again, we have to deal with two legislative bodies, and it depends what the State House would do. Some members of the State House probably want that. Some members of the State House probably don't want that. So it's a matter of getting it through.
Why not go the casino route?
Casino, the gaming issue is not, it's not our preferred option for this. If we must go there, we'll look at that, but it's not a preferred option. I consider that the solvency of downtown and the convention business to be the primary focus here. And whatever it takes for downtown and the convention business to thrive, that's where we need to go.
Now, with the increase in the taxes run of the hotel, alcohol sales, would that run against an earlier pledge? You worried about the coming campaign issue and next go around. The Greg Bell ran against not raising taxes, and looking right now, he's raising taxes, even though they aren't the broad-based taxes that most people think.
Well, there's a couple comments I guess I could say about that, but this isn't. I know there are going to be a lot of people play politics with this, and let them have at it. This is not about that to me. I think you probably know that. A lot of other people know that about me. This is about downtown and the convention business, and we'll worry about the rest of that later. Because I'm not. People can have their do what they can say whatever they want to say, but this is about downtown and the convention business, and anybody who says otherwise, I think need to reexamine their motives.
Mayor, speaking of politics, the legislature adjourns in 16 days, and without the commitment from the Pacers and mm-hmm. the Colts, in addition to what other reluctance there might be over there, is 16 days time enough to get this done?
Well, we've had 3.5 months of posturing, and now here we go. I mean, but I think that's pretty normal. That's pretty normal for that, Bonnie. We had to get a sense, and, you know, people say that, but we had to get a sense of what the State House was going to be able to do. I mean, I understand people saying that, but we had to get a sense of what the State House could do. It wouldn't have made sense otherwise for us. That was why. That's the timing. That's our timing. And plus, we need to have a sense of what our city, county council will do also. And so we've been working with both legislative bodies, and here we are. And the timing is such as right now, and you know, there's a vote in the Senate tomorrow, and so that's the timing here.
Now, you have got an opportunity to send what's going on there and develop the plan. Does that also mean you've got somebody who's willing to carry the water at the State House, or is it something thrown out there and let's see what's going on?
There's a general sense. They already generally know what we want to do over there. So I say yes, that there are people, but, you know, as it goes through the sausage grinder over the State House over the next 16 days, we'll see what comes out of it. But they clearly know what we want done. There's no question about that. But at the same time, you know, we'll leave it to the wisdom of the state legislators to find out what happens. But see, I just keep my priority. This is about downtown and the convention business. And so however this comes out, as long as we don't increase property taxes or increase income taxes out of this, broad-based, you know, we can look at things, but I mean, we'd have to take it step by step, but this is about downtown and convention business. That's what this is about. And if somebody over there has a better idea about this over here than this over here, we'll listen.
Well, will the taxpayers of Marion County accept a solution that involves increasing taxes, even if it's mainly on outsiders, and cutting spending at the CIB, but does not involve any contributions?
Well, I intend that there will be contribution from the two teams. So, I mean, I look at that from that angle. I guess that's just the way I look at that one. I expect there to be a contribution.
Any other questions, Mayor? Thank you very much for being with us.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Have fun.
I was 90% there.